Welcome to the Radio Coffee House chat room, sponsored by The Big Day, the ultimate life coaching resource for all eight areas of your life. Here's your host, Robert W. Whipple.
So I would, I'm going to ask you to listen very carefully for a moment. This is a some good information. In fact, it's life-changing information. So did I say listen very carefully? That means that when you're sitting there this morning with your cup of coffee, I want you to listen to what I'm fixing to say. We, that's you and I, my guest in the studio, my guest host, Dan, that's all of us, we're in a war today. With what? Our thought life. So you and I are in a war today. How do I know that? Because I've gone through that war this whole last week. What's an amazing thing is that once you recognize the reality of that truth, you can go to the next step and work on your thought life. So here's the problem each of us are facing. We, as human beings, we live in a society nowadays that wants to train us with fear, scarcity, and average mindsets. In other words, as you go throughout the day and you're hanging around people, you go to work, wherever you go, that's what you're trying to be trained with. Not trying, you are. Scarcity, average mindsets, and fear. From the moment we open our eyes till we go to bed, life, that's our life, can resemble an emotional roller coaster. So here's some good news. God, the creator of the universe, never intended for it to be that way. That's good news. I think it's great news. Well, good morning, DFW Metroplex. Good morning, America. We are speaking live this Saturday morning from the beautiful KLIF studios in Victory Plaza. My name is Robert Whipple, your host, entrepreneur. I have the privilege of working with Southern Painting, one of the most successful painting companies in America. I'm also a best-selling author of The Big Day, and I am your host of what we call the Radio Coffee House Chat Room, a platform to discuss relevant topics that help you improve your life in four areas: physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. So the mission statement of the Radio Coffee House Chat Room is real simple: to help you and I, that's in the war that we're in, to mow down any obstacles that you may be facing so you're able to win, not average, not every now and then, but God intended for us to win big this very day. That's why we wrote the book. That's why I wrote the book, The Big Day. My co-host, wife, and second best friend for over 45 years, Nurse Nancy. Nancy, good morning.
Good morning.
So also in the studio is joining us, a very special guest is Heather. And she is senior editor and creative director of The Big Day. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning.
So here we are in the studios, and we're talking about how to mow down the oppositions you may be facing. That's the whole premise of the Radio Coffee House Chat Room. So we all have these oppositions, and I opened up with the war that we may be facing. So now we have a theme, and I want you to think about this theme for a moment. Again, getting your thinking up, start revving up your thinking, is how you can do the impossible. Or you could say it like this: how to do the impossible. Now that sounds impossible to even say that, especially in the society that we live in. Wherever we are, we're thinking, you know, I'm not really thinking about doing the impossible. What I'm thinking about is just surviving. That's what I want to do today. That's not the way life was intended to be. Again, we've been dumbed down with this war that we're facing every single day. That's you and I. Now, just think about that. Here you are, if you're laying in bed or you're up drinking your coffee, wherever you may be, and we're being dumbed down to believe we're not able to reach the impossible. In fact, that statement almost sounds too aggressive. So let's define the impossible. I want to define the impossible. I think that's something you have to look at. So how do you define the impossible?
First of all, I think that just even thinking differently in this war on our thought life is one of the first steps to doing the impossible. Once you've already begun to think differently, you've already conquered something that most people are still stuck in.
So explain that, thinking differently. Heather?
We're trained to believe certain ways. We have certain mindsets, certain paradigms based on environments, how we grew up, what we think, what we believe, all of these things.
So who trains us?
I believe the world around us, the people around us, experiences, circumstances. It depends on what message we receive out of circumstances, because we can all go through the same thing and yet receive it differently. So it depends on how you view circumstances that could lead to you either doing the impossible or being stuck in average mindsets and the poverty mentality that you were talking about.
So Nancy, if you can train, I mean, if you're being trained, that means you have the ability to train yourself. I remember when we went to SeaWorld.
Yes.
And here we are, and we're looking at this big fish. His name was Shamu. They even called him Shamu. I found out they all are named Shamu. They have this big fish. And this big fish jumped up on this platform and gave the trainer a kiss.
It's impossible.
Impossible. That's good. So they trained this fish to give a kiss. And I thought, hey, you know what? If I can train that fish, I can certainly train myself. And that's what Heather was talking about. We've been trained by things being dumbed down. Now, I opened up and said, we're in a war. What's the war? The training mechanism. Think about this, folks. The training mechanism to go in and start training who you are, to start training your thought life, to start training your, and I liked what Heather said, your expectations. Start training your, well, you can't do that. Don't you know who you are? After all, you've been told your whole life you can't do that. And we're all trained, whether you believe it or not, you have training mechanisms that happen throughout the day to you. That's the war we're in. Scarcity, fear, it's not going to work. Here's a big one. What if? So our topic is how to do the impossible. And so I want you to think for just a moment, what is impossible? Now, this is something I really like, and I love to think about this. The Bible. I know you've heard of it. It's the best-selling book. And somewhere written in the Bible, in fact, you ought to look it up, it says, with God, all things are
possible.
Did you hear that?
Yes.
Is that not like good news?
It's definitely great news.
Definite. So, I mean, here we are. We're going to mow down the competition. All things are possible. All things. He didn't say every now and then. That's God. That's God of the universe saying that to you. So here we are thinking about the impossible. That's what we're here about. That's what we're talking about.
So would you say that doing the impossible needs to include both the natural and the spiritual?
I say if you're not doing the spiritual with the natural, you're living a life that's kind of like halfway. Let me give you an example of that. My day job is Southern Painting, one of the most reputable painting companies in America.
What's your role in Southern Painting?
I pretty much empty the trash, answer the phones. I do pretty much everything.
Oh, you're make that guy.
Yeah, yeah, I'm that guy.
Make the coffee.
And so I went to Mark Collins.
I didn't get my coffee this morning.
Do what?
I didn't get my coffee this morning.
Okay, good.
Uh-oh.
So here we are, Whip, Cool Whip. And 22 years ago, I go to Mark Collins, and he is the founder of Southern Painting, a company now that's been in business for over 30 years, has painted over 125,000 single-family homes. That's crazy if you think about that. I go to him, and I say to him, tell me about Southern Painting. Tell me what's going on. Now, at that point in time, the impossible would be that now, 30 years later, that we painted over 125,000 homes. And I get to be involved with that every single day. I get to be involved with some of the greatest owners in the world. And Nancy's got to share that experience with me from the beginning of when we first joined Southern Painting till very now, to up to now. And we've seen the impossible happen so many times. Some of you may be thinking this morning, Nancy, that, you know, I'm facing impossible situations. I would just like to be able to get out of debt. That would be something that you may be thinking about. Or I would just like to have better relationships. That would be something. Or I got a bad medical report. That would be the impossible. I mean, you know, if you really think about it, the impossible, it's all relative to where you are. And here we get this, this
and to
mindset.
How you already think.
Say that again.
It's relative to how you already think as well.
So how you're thinking, what you've been trained to believe, it's all relative.
Oh, absolutely. Like one day my sister called and said, hey, do you want to do a half marathon with me? And not before even thinking about it, I said, sure. So we set out on our adventure on doing the half marathon that used to be called the White Rock Marathon. It was the half marathon. But we all took off at the same time, the marathoners in the half. So the impossible to me would be to do a whole marathon.
That would definitely seem impossible to me if you know me. I usually say that I like to run from my bedroom to the kitchen. But, you know, Miss Avila, who is one of the Big Day team members, we were kind of joking about it as well. And she says, oh, yes, I enjoy long walks to the fridge.
So. You know, this is what we're talking about for you as a listener today. By the way, if you have any questions or you would like to comment on any of our discussions we're doing right now in the Coffee House chat room, feel free to give us a call. Our phone number is 888-787-5543. 888-787-5543. When we come back in just a moment from our commercial break, we're going to get into some steps about how to do the impossible. Actually, what steps you can take today, this very Saturday a.m., how to do the impossible. That's for everyone. I don't care where you are. So we'll be right back after these commercial breaks.
Your alignment, your plan, your thinking, your disciplines, and your attitude. These are the first five of 11 cornerstones that Robert Whipple discusses in his best-selling book, The Big Day. The progress of your life is directly proportional to the direction, condition, and momentum of these five cornerstones. In other words, together, they make up the vehicle you use to advance in life. For this reason and many others, whether it's a push in the right direction or a jumpstart for a new day, The Big Day is your personal life coach to help you move on, move forward, and embark on the adventure of becoming a better you in all eight areas of your life. Don't wait to make the small changes that lead to a big difference. Order your copy of The Big Day by Robert W. Whipple on Amazon today.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard. So you don't need to mooch off your friends.
You gonna finish that grape?
You mean the one in my mouth?
You don't need to stop buying the necessities.
What you're smelling is a natural musk.
Ew.
You don't need to be a medical test subject.
How do you feel?
Mostly okay. I... Sometimes, though.
You don't need to get a second job as a stuntman.
We need a new stuntman! Let's break for lunch.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell your soul to the devil.
$15 is the best I can do.
All right, deal.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Radio Coffee House chat room. Here's your host, Robert W. Whipple.
So here we are in the Radio Coffee House chat room, and we're talking about how you can do the impossible. And that's one of the very reasons that I wrote this book called The Big Day. And this is going to sound like a big time commercial, but it's not. But if you want something to change your life, if you really want to know the steps of like how to go and do the impossible, I'd recommend that you get this book. And it is like life changing. Now, what it does is it adds the spiritual with the natural. And as I opened up, it talks about how to create a culture within yourself, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. So Heather, I have a question for you. Talk to me something about impossible. Have you ever done anything, and I know you have, and I know this is kind of a rhetoric question, I mean, crazy question, but not really that crazy. Talk to me about the impossible with you. Give me an example.
Of when I've done something that seemed impossible?
You could.
Okay. Well, I once beat the star football player in arm wrestling in eighth grade. That kind of seemed impossible.
It's a true story, but anyways.
No, actually, yeah. About a year and a half ago, was going to move to Hungary, or I was thinking about it and kind of going back and forth. That's a long history and everything, but I was thinking, should I go and like kind of get things set up? Should I start getting a visa application going, a job and everything like that? Or, and then come back, get my things and move all the way over? Or should I just go? And I just remember just doing something totally random. I might have been even vacuuming the house one day or something. And I just hear within me, like, just go. And I thought to myself, like, that didn't seem like it came from me, you know, like there's something more to that. And I just took that and ran with it. And even though it was a scary thing, I basically felt like I had the word, okay, just go. And then I had two options or two things that I needed to do in order to go. I felt like I should call one friend and then call somebody that I knew for business. And so I actually bought a plane ticket to go to Hungary on a credit card I didn't have the money at the time to actually go there. And when I did, I didn't even know where I was going to stay. And this was about a month prior to leaving. So when I was going, I didn't have the money. I didn't have income coming in. I didn't have a job. I didn't have a visa. I didn't have a place to live, anything.
So you had all the odds stacked up against you.
There was a lot of odds stacked against me. It was very odd.
Like little wars going on with all these things.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And, you know, and there was a battle of the mind and the thought wars and everything. Like, is this really going to turn out? Is it going to be okay? Like, am I going to get deported? Am I going to end up homeless in another country? You know, all of those thoughts. And, of course, there's more to the story. But, you know, there's several things to me that I think are necessary to doing the impossible. First of all, of course, you have to want to do the impossible, because if you don't, then it's just not going to happen.
Well, okay, so let's stop right there. So what we're going to talk about is like some steps of how to do the impossible. Mm-hmm. Okay, these are, let's just call them action steps.
Yes.
So how you at home, Nancy, can do the impossible.
Yes.
Heather, Dan, you at home, Mr. Whipple. By the way, this is as much for me as it is for you. Like when she was talking, Heather was talking, I'm going, wow, that really inspires me. If she can do that, so can I. So here are steps of how to do the impossible.
Yeah, get your chalk and chalkboard out here.
As she says, game on. So here's game on.
Game on. Let's
do
this.
Number one step, I'm going to tell you, you got to change your mindset. You got to change your mindset. Your mindset says it can't happen. So I don't care if you're retired, whoever you are, you got to change your mindset, because God has great things for you today, in store for you today. He says, this is what God says. Listen to this. I know the plans I have for you, plans to throw things up in your way? No. Plans to prosper you and not harm you. Here's the good news. Plans to give you a hope and a future to do the impossible. Now, I added that on there, but I believe that's absolutely true. So you have to change your mindset big time.
I completely agree. The first step I would say to doing the impossible is you have to see yourself as someone who does the impossible. Like, and a mindset change of your identity is such vital preparation to doing something that you've never done before. Because if you can't see yourself doing it, then you're not going to even step out and do it. But I encourage you, whoever's listening, to daydream about it. Think about it. Imagine yourself doing that impossible thing that inspires you.
And we're not talking about, okay, I'm going to be an NFL football player today, right, or I'm going to go out and I'm going to, you know, buy a new building. I'm not talking about crazy things. That's where faith has gotten a bad name. And this is very important. You know, number two is you got to have some faith. So, Nancy, what is faith?
It's the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
That's what the Bible says.
That's what the Bible says.
Now, notice this. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Number one, change your mindset. That's why I like to align myself with God. God is a big thinker. God knows how to think big. I don't want to align myself with average-minded people. So I start training myself throughout the day with a mindset. Two, I start adding faith to the equation. Faith is like big time important. The substance of things hoped for and things not seen. So that's number two. Here's number three, Heather. You want to add number three? Go ahead.
Yeah, actually, I'll add to number two. Yeah, live by faith and not by sight. Because if you're going to look only at the natural, then you're going to miss out on a certain element called faith that is actually will. Faith is what will give you the ability to do that. To do something that you couldn't have done in your own ability or your own strength or your own belief. It's an actual substance that's added to you. So it's definitely necessary. And that's why, you know, even the Big Day is, you know, talks about it, the natural and the spiritual. Doing the impossible is going to be impossible sometimes without faith. And that it adds the super to your natural. Number three, I would say, is you have to be willing to let go.
I'm going to say it another way. And it's kind of the same thing you're saying. You got to shed pansyitis.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're all pansies. This is too hard. I don't want to do this. I'm uncomfortable. I wasn't meant to do this.
Yeah, I think it all has to do with your priorities and your values. You know, do you value being comfortable, or do you value what you've been trained to believe more than who you could be or what you could believe and what it could be? What do you value more? And I think that if you value what could be and if you value the potential of walking in the impossible, then you'll actually step out and do it, and you'll let go of the things that were holding you back, like lesser mindsets or I mean, the list is endless, of course, but yeah.
So the next step, I think, in getting into the impossible mindset, this is big, but it's so simple. Ask God for help. God, help me.
Very simple.
Remember we went on a sales call the other day, and this gentleman said, God, help me to be the person I'm supposed to become. Not to make the sale, but God, help me. And see, he knows your motives, and that's okay, even if your motives are wrong. But every one of you should say right now, as you're at home, in fact, I want you to do this. This is a exercise. I want you to do this. I want you to say to yourself, you don't have to say it out loud, God, help me. One, two, three. Say it to yourself. Even just saying that to yourself is life transforming to do the impossible. Big God, big obstacles, big overcoming to do the impossible. I think that's important. And then I'm going to get to one final step before we get ready to close this out. That's really, really big. I think that's big time. One other step is you got to know it's okay to fail, because you are going to fail doing some stuff. Some people call it failing forward. I just say it's okay to fail. I mean, to be real honest, if I, this week, with all the wars that came against us, if I just wanted to give up and go home and just followed my emotions and saying, hey, I know there's opportunities out there. And that's why I replace the word from failure to opportunity. You know, this is really good stuff. I got to tell you that. We do have a caller on the phone. I know that we're almost out of time here. Ryan, I do want to honor your call and take it. And so I do appreciate you calling the Radio Coffee House chat room. My name is Robert Whipple, your host. And Ryan, you're on. And what is your comment or question this morning?
Good morning. Hey, quick question. Other than daydreaming, what are some other ways I can change my mindset?
You mean, what is a practical way to change your mindset?
Yes.
We call that going to work on yourself with a positive PLA, powerful learning agenda. Start reading books. Start hanging around good things. Turning off the noise. There's a lot of noise out there. You got to almost just block out the noise. You have to maybe get involved with people that are going to start thinking like you want to think. You have to take action steps to do these things, Ryan. Big time action steps. But if you say to me, okay, Mr. Whipple, I know all that's well and good, but what would you really say is the big time step? Start aligning yourself with God. I know that sounds like it's kind of like I'm being super religious, but I'm not. That's the big time step. In fact, I'm just going to close this out, Ryan, and I do appreciate your call this morning. I'm going to close this out, the bottom line. If you want, this is the bottom line in the closing of this segment, because we've got to move on to our next segment. But if you really want to do the impossible today, you really want to start doing something different. Getting out of your comfort zone. And by the way, we don't want to get out of our comfort zone. If you really want to do that today, pick up the Bible. Start reading some promises in the Bible. I'm going to read you a promise right now, Ryan. And thank you again for calling. Bottom line. What shall then we say to all these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? That's powerful. We really enjoyed it. We have got so much more information on the Radio Coffee House chat room. We got a break for this commercial, and we will talk to you on the other side. Stay tuned, because we've got some great information coming up on the big day. Thank you. Hello, this is Robert Whipple, the author of The Big Day, and I wanted to introduce to you Daniel DePinto.
Thanks. I'm a student at Texas Tech University. I'm studying musical theater and currently taking 18 hours of class, along with 25 hours of theater and an additional 15 hours of studying every week. With that said, you can imagine what my schedule looks like. But when it comes to managing my time, the book The Big Day has been a lifeline. Not only has it taught me how to manage my time effectively, but I've also learned how to thrive in every area of my life, not just in school. With relatable stories and sometimes painfully true statistics, The Big Day really teaches practical and applicable lessons no matter who you are or what your schedule's like. I highly recommend you get a copy of the book and try it out for yourself. You won't be the same. The Big Day by Robert W. Whipple, available on Amazon today.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You accidentally cut your daughter's bangs unevenly. Do you A, line things up a centimeter from her hairline?
Man, oh man.
No, sweatbands are so hot right now. Everyone's wearing them, like that basketball player and that other basketball player.
B, get spiritual.
Mom, where did all the mirrors go?
A reflection could never capture our true selves.
Huh?
Beauty is within.
C, look on the bright side.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or D, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have
Ta-da! Twinsies!
I kind of love it.
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org/TX. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Radio Coffee House chat room. Here's your host, Robert W. Whipple.
So as we go into our theme, our second theme, and that is the behind the scenes of writing The Big Day, I want to read you an excerpt from The Big Day, and it does have to do with doing the impossible, and it's talking about shedding pansyitis. Now, also, if you want information, you can go to our website. Heather, what is that website?
www.readyforthebigday.com. Okay. And that's all words.
Okay, say that one more time. And this is a website that you can get a lot of information from. It's good. It also introduces you to like what we call the eight areas of your life, the 11 cornerstones. 11 cornerstones are powerful. Cornerstone 1 through 5 is your vehicle. 6 through 11 is your fuel. So what is that website again, Heather?
Just go to www.readyforthebigday.com.
So and here we go ahead. Pardon me.
You can also sign up for our text messages and our blog posts as well. So
explain that, signing up for our text messages. What does that mean?
Well, each week, Mr. Whipple will send out inspiring text messages that will help you get a jump start on the week ahead and on your day. We want to make the most of The Big Day, and that's what it's for.
So my name is Robert Whipple. I am your host of the Radio Coffee House chat room. Thank you, Heather. And in the studio with me is my wife of 45 years, second best friend, Nancy, Nurse Nancy, and Heather. And she's our senior editor and creative director of The Big Day. Good morning to you. And so I want to read a excerpt from The Big Day. And this is talking about what she did. This is what Heather had to do to start writing The Big Day. And that's really a cool story within itself. And I hope we have time to get into that. You know, we've got so much to cover here, but I want to read this to you. And it said, who, and this is a question. It's kind of a slap in the face question, but it's a good question. So you ready for the question? Who wants to travel on Pansyitis Airlines today? That's the name of the airline. So we've been well-trained to be led by our inner feelings when we face adversity. Not only that, but we've been trained by the world around us to follow the crowd to the airport and join them as a passenger on Pansyitis Airlines. Like everyone else, the ticket agent meets you and hands you some tissue for your tears. Stamped on your ticket, you see the words, it's okay to give up or be average. You weren't meant to achieve your goals. That's crazy. If that weren't enough, you also read in bold letters on your ticket, God is mad at you. You've made too many mistakes. It's over. It's finished. And as you board the plane, you notice another crew member addressing each passenger with the same defeated words. Life is just so tough. After all, it's not your fault. The ticket agent says with a sad countenance. You notice on the other side of your ticket, he says, notice on the other side of the ticket, it says, don't worry. The government is going to take care of everything. Squinting as you see the fine print on the bottom of the ticket, you're looking for benefits, your job benefits. So you choose to settle in. You take a seat on Pansyitis Airlines. They offer you free shots of alcohol to ease the pain, as well as coloring books to help you get in touch with your inner emotions. And so if you don't drink, they have your favorite prescription on hand. Since, of course, the answer is just one pill away. And, yes, everything is free. So we're talking about going on Pansyitis Airlines. Interesting. We've all been there. I've been there.
I'd rather not go there.
Yeah. I mean, I've lost count of how many times I've been there.
Is that ticket refundable?
Yeah.
I mean, even when you have to get up early, this is so early to get up. I don't have to get up this early. No, that's crazy. Get over yourself. And so that's what we're talking about in this second segment. Our theme is going behind the scenes in writing The Big Day. So Heather was telling us a story about Hungary, about kind of like where this was started off, and she was talking about all. I think it's kind of important that we kind of finish that little topic or finish that topic because I think it's really important for you, the listener out there.
I never heard about this. I mean, I knew she went, but I didn't know
how crazy it is.
The beginning.
So take off where you left off about your going to Hungary.
Well, I did not get off with Pansyitis Airlines, that's for sure. Actually, everything ended up working out. I called a friend, which was the one friend that I felt like I should call, and she's a musician, so she was on tour. And she said that there was actually a place in her apartment with her roommates that was available because she was going to be gone for the first couple of months. And that would give me enough time to figure out what to do. And then by that time, I found another roommate and got another apartment. I actually had bought the ticket on my credit card and had enough finances by the time I landed in Hungary to get me all set up. Because people were really generous and they gave and got behind the vision. And, you know, that just goes back to alignments and who you align yourself with. And I've have a lot of amazing people aligned with me and who believed in all of that. And so they really pushed me forward and allowed me to do the impossible. So that was part of it. And I lived there for a year, actually. And there's a lot of great stories behind all of that. But, you know, the main thing is that was really the best year of my life. I lived there for a year, and I know that I will continue to have great years ahead, but it was so worth it. The point is that it was so worth it. All of the odds stacked against me and
all
the craziness.
All the wars you had to face.
All the wars.
Mental wars.
Yeah, it
mental, emotional, spiritual, all of that. I got to conquer the mountain, and God was really my help behind it all, of course, and it was worth it. And so when I came back from Hungary, that's when I got started with Mr. Whipple and doing some Atlanta research, which kind of brings me to, you know, where we are now is how did I get to helping you edit The Big Day?
So let's kind of segue into that if we might. And this is, I'm going to kind of set the scene. So, and I want to hit a couple of talking points here for a moment as we set the scenes. Life is not meant to be boring. I think one, and this is going to sound a little tough this morning, but that's my job as a coach. I want to be a little tough with you. We were not meant to live on Easy Street. If you're looking for an easy way out, you're setting yourself up for a trap. It's a trap by the enemy. Satan has three goals for your life. You should know those goals. I want to know them because I want to know what my enemy is. Kill, steal, and destroy your life. One of the major ways he does that is he wants you to say, oh, this is too hard. I can't do this.
And it's too scary.
Yeah, scary. Here's the famous last words. I've never done that before. I hear that all the time when I'm out in the workplace of Southern Painting. I'm working with some of our new reps. I've never done that before. Well, guess what? I've never done life before.
That's exactly how I got started with The Big Day.
That's what we're talking about. That's why I call that a segue. See how smart I am?
You're brilliant.
I know it. It's good. So here we go. So we're setting this up, and I want to set the scene. I've had The Big Day, and folks, I got to tell you, and I'm going to say this. It sounds so strong as a commercial, but it's the truth. Every time I read parts of The Big Day, going through that war this week, it has literally lifted me up. I needed to hear that. And I'm the one that wrote it. And so I got to tell you, if you don't get on and get your copy, go on Amazon and get your copy of The Big Day, you're not serious about life. And you go, that's a strong statement. I'm telling you, it's life transforming because it's adding the spiritual to the natural. In other words, it talks about a lot of natural things. Well, I don't know if I go along with all that God stuff. Okay, take God out. You can still read The Big Day. It's your choice, and you're still going to get a lot out of it. Back to our story here. So here we are, and I've had this in my heart for 35 years. And because of certain events that happened and transpired, I thought it's time to get out of my comfort zone and it's time to write The Big Day. Now, again, this is stuff that's been inside of me for 35 years. I wished I'd have written it 10 years ago. That's my only regret. But I believe God's timing is perfect. So here we are, and we're busy. I'm busy running Southern Painting, opening offices in Atlanta, New Orleans, Florida. Here we are, and we got all this stuff going on. I mean, just like, and Miss Whipple, she's like going, you know, can we take a break here? And I'm going, no, we got a lot of stuff to do. And I come to her one day, and I said, Cool Whip, it's time to write the book. And she goes, go for it.
Let's do it.
You notice that? I like that. When she goes, let's do it. It wasn't just about me. It was sick. So we decided to, I want you to put this in your perspective. You just got to show up sometimes and do it. You just got to, part of the job is just you showing up. Well, if I only exercised every time I felt like it, I would be anyway. So you get the message.
Larger.
So anyway, back to where we were. So here we are, and we get ready, and I say, it's time. So I told Miss Blue, and Miss Blue, bless her heart, you know, she's like doing all these things, out slaying all these dragons. We're opening all these offices. Southern Painting is growing, having one of our best years we've ever had. And I said, I'm ready to write the book. And she couldn't do it.
And she's your personal assistant.
She's actually the general manager of operations. That's her official title. And she's big time. And so I knew I couldn't ask her to do it. And I said, who do we ask? And so she goes, well, we have someone that's been helping us. Her name is Heather. And I thought, has she ever done any writing before? So we're going to take off. So we contacted you. And what was the first question I said to you?
That you asked me or that Miss Blue asked me?
Either one.
Well, I just remember doing the Atlanta research for you and Miss Blue.
For Southern Painting.
For Southern Painting, mm-hmm. Exactly. And Mrs. Blue calls me up on the phone. And she says, hey, I have a question for you. Do you do writing? Do you write? And I said, well, I mean, I'm pretty good at it, actually, but I've never actually done it.
I've never done writing before. Mm-hmm. So get ready, because we're going to go. We, you know, golly, time is going by so fast. We got to go into a quick commercial, the commercial of The Big Day. And then we're going to get to the other side, and she's going to take a couple of minutes and go over the actual behind the scenes of writing The Big Day. And so much good information for you. I hope you're getting as much out of this as I am. I know I am. This is great news today. I mean, this is all about good news, that we can win. We can dream the impossible. But we got a break for our commercial, and we'll see you on the other side.
Let me introduce you to the new book, The Big Day, that can change your life. If there was a hall of fame for saying ridiculous things, do you think you'd be in it? We've all had words fly out of our mouth that we wish we could take back. It never leaves us feeling good, and it doesn't seem that dealing with the aftermath is a hobby for anyone. It's a fact of life that what comes out of us is just the fruit of what's inside of us. How would you like to see your life transformed from the inside out? The truth is, you're better than you think you are. Changing your perspective of yourself will not only change the words you speak, but your actions and emotions as well. As your personal life coach, the book, The Big Day, will take you on a journey of retraining your words and, most importantly, believing in the greatness of who you're meant to be. Don't wait another day. Buy your copy of The Big Day by Robert Whipple on Amazon today.
All right. I know this isn't any fun to talk about, but we should. So, who's going to do what? Flashlights?
Nowhere to be found.
Batteries?
Dead.
Great. Emergency supply kits?
Not packed.
What about blankets?
We have an old towel.
Good enough. Cell phones?
May not work.
Emergency water?
Not a drop.
And what about food?
Nope.
Perfect. We all know where we're meeting if we're separated, yeah?
The library!
Aunt Joan's house.
The bus stop.
Great. And I'll be waiting here wondering where you all are. Sounds like we don't have a plan. Who's up for mini golf?
Winging it is not an emergency plan. Make sure your kids know what to do during an emergency. Who to call, where to meet, what to pack. Visit ready.gov/kids for tips and information. A public service announcement brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Radio Coffee House chat room. Here's your host, Robert W. Whipple.
Well, we just have a few minutes left, so if you do have a call, can't promise you we'll get to it, but it's the phone number is 888-787-5543. We're talking about behind the scenes on the big day. Also, our website is www.readyforthebigday.com if you want some information on that. I think that when we're talking about dreaming the impossible, doing things you haven't done, going behind the scenes to write the big day, that really life is an adventure. In fact, one of my favorite themes on that is Indiana Jones. I'd love to hum that, but dun, 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 dun. That's the way you need to see your life, as going out and looking at, hey, this is going to be a lot of fun. So here we are. And I said to Heather, I said, Heather, have you ever done this before? Have you ever written the book? Miss Blue said it to her. And here we are. And so she says, no, but you were ready for the challenge.
Yeah, I've never done it before, but I could totally try. Let's give it a go.
And so I've never written a book before. I've never written a book before.
You know, what's interesting is I actually have daydreamed about writing a book.
Yeah. Oh,
so that's interesting. You know, I've actually thought about writing, but I've never actually... you know, put the pen to paper or my fingers to the keyboard, so to speak. And
so you showed up.
I showed up.
You just started. You just started. You started where you were.
Yep. With what I knew, with what I had already experienced, which wasn't much. I mean.
Okay. So here we go. Here's another talking point. You don't have to have all the answers.
What?
I mean, you don't have to have it all figured out. Well, when I get all this done, or when I do this thing, we'll have a baby, or when I get this, we'll finally get out of debt, or we'll do that. I'll start that small business when I get all this done and when this gets done. But what happens is you never get around to it. It's like a little to it. You should carry it in your pocket that says around to it. It's like you never get around to it. And so you just took it one step at a time, and that's where we started. So talk about some of that, because it was a lot of fun. I mean, we went back and forth. It was almost like every week we would battle things out, and we would literally talk about no, yes, yes, no, no, yes, no, yes. Miss Whipple's in the background. So I'm reading to Miss Whipple the manuscript as this is starting to unfold, and she's going, I love it, I love it, I love it. And, well, she didn't say all that. I wish she would have said all that. She goes, no, I don't think so. Or then she would go, this is one of Nancy's favorite things, Nurse Nancy. Boring. She was big time. Nancy was big. And her support was like crazy good. So she's just sitting there and just, you know, taking care of this. And then Heather's writing on the other side of this. Talk about that.
Yeah, I think that one of the biggest points is just to remember that small investments in the beginning will make a huge difference in the end.
Absolutely.
In any endeavor, especially with this, you know, I started where I was and, you know, Mr. Ripple, you've made the point, don't be afraid to fail and fail forward. And how do you fail forward? And I think that you'll always fail forward when you're looking ahead.
So you got to also kind of enjoy the grind a little bit. It was a little bit of a grind.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I had to learn a lot at first. And okay, guys, seriously, this is how crazy this was. And I know, Mr. Ripple, you'll not agree and you'll think I'm exaggerating. But seriously, people, the way that the book got put together was that he would send me emails. And I'm sure you've never actually told me this, but I'm sure that you did speech to text or something. And so I get these emails that are all like jumbled, weird
they
capitalization.
Weren't that bad.
Oh, they were horrible.
They
weird
were not.
Capitalization, bad punctuation, missing punctuation.
That would be accurate.
The wrong words, you know, auto incorrect, how that works.
Like, you know, get up and stand up and then have a seat on the toilet. Oops.
No, it wasn't like that. But it was definitely hard to decipher sometimes, like cracking the Omega code or something. And I would have to call you and be
that's
like,
good.
What
that's
did you good. Say? Yes. What was this sentence?
She's
what
exaggerating, folks, just a little bit. She's saying no, I'm saying yes. See, here we are already bantering. But there she goes, getting all this information. And we start putting it together.
When you see the book now, you would be impressed if you knew what it came from.
And the book is all about helping you take your life where it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's not meant to read. I'm going to say this, the boldest statement I will ever make. In my opinion, it's the second best resource you could ever have in your library. It's not meant to just read and then sit down. It's meant to be a coaching manual with systems, processes, step-by-step, talking about how to overcome the impossible. Talks about Debbie Downer. You got to meet Debbie Downer. I mean, Debbie Downer, she's something else.
And just as much as something else is Mr. Prima Donna.
Oh, I love Mr. Prima Donna.
Have you ever met him?
Oh, it's coming and going myself. And I've been Debbie Downer, and that's where I became all that. And I was, you know, Prima Donna, Debbie Downer. So those are people that you're going to meet in the book, The Big Day. It's kind of like this. It's kind of like you're going against, and this is what we did. It was like the story of, I'm sure you've heard of it, David and Goliath. You know, Heather was the David. She goes, I can do this. She took the slingshot and started swinging that thing, knowing that, hey, I've been to Hungary. I've done the impossible. I can certainly do this. And that's where it started. I love that.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, I just took it one email at a time, one wrong word after another. And
stop it.
No, it was great. It was just a little bit at a time, and that's how you do it. And I just said, like, okay, just take it line by line. It'll work out. And, you know, we got it. And I think it's great. I think it turned out awesome.
And so this is the kind of like what we want to talk about before I get to the bottom line is you're meant, everyone out there is meant to do something big.
Impossible.
Big. Impossible. So start doing small things right. This is your final talking point before we get to the bottom line. Start doing small things right. You're going, well, this doesn't seem impossible to do the small thing. Losing 50 pounds, that seemed impossible. Going to Hungary seemed impossible. Looking at that mountain of debt you may be looking at. Again, looking at the obstacles you may be facing. We don't call them obstacles anymore. We call them opportunities, looking at that. So anything that you want to add before we get into the bottom line, Heather?
I mean, my bottom line is, what can we do today that will get us to the impossible tomorrow?
Mm-hmm. That's good.
And for me, you know, I started with the writing, and actually that led into web development, which was something I'd never done before. But now I'm taking that on, and I would like to start a business with that in the future. And so one thing that I've never done before is starting to lead into a lot of things that I've never done before that I can see myself doing.
You were meant to do the impossible.
We all were, yeah. Mrs. Whipple, you were meant to do the impossible.
Yes, and I like to think about my nephew who joined the Army while he was still a junior in high school. Then he went to basic training during his junior and senior year, and he wrote us a letter and said, I have made a mistake.
Oops.
But it was really great that he had that training, because that training helped keep him alive. I said, Scott, this is your training now. It seems impossible, but this is something they're training you to keep you alive.
I like that. Good stuff.
That was a great letter.
So let's get into the bottom line. I want to talk about the bottom line for a moment. And I like what Heather's bottom line was. I thought that was good too. A number of years ago, I had a good friend fly me in his jet to a place to speak to a group of people about money, which is one of my hobbies, making money. And I'm sitting to get ready to prepare for what I was going to say. And if I ever heard God before, he said, I want you to change your presentation up. I want you to change up what you're going to say. And I said to God, no way, I'm going to do that. So I like to follow my plan, and there's no way I'm going to change that. He said, it's real simple. I'm going to teach you the five most important questions. I want to show you what to teach, and it's called the five most important questions. So I'm going to tell you to write these down. We're going to cover them fast. If you want to go, I think it may be on the website. I'm not sure, but if it's not, it's definitely in the big day.
It's definitely in the big day.
Yeah. Heather's shaking her head no. So it's in the big day. So these are the five most important questions you should ask yourself every day. And I say these questions almost, verbatim, exactly like that. Just exactly like that. These questions are life transforming. They're big time life changing. Number one, what am I expecting today? Your expectations mean everything. Number two, how do I see myself today? How you see yourself says everything about who you are. So if you see yourself as a loser, as of average, that's what you're going to be. So change that inner person, how you see yourself. You see yourself retired, it's old, it's too late, I'm getting old. That's the way you see yourself. Change that. Number three is, what words am I speaking today to frame my future? Start speaking words of life over you. Change your vocabulary. Change the things that you're saying about yourself and others. Number four is, what am I doing today to improve myself? What am I doing to improve myself? You know what we talked about earlier, those little small things? Start doing those little small things to improve yourself. Do you have the questions there on the big day?
I do.
So what was number five?
The last question is, are you treating this as the most important day of your life?
So why is that important? Because every day is important. No, they're not.
Today is important.
Yeah.
That's why today is the big day.
Yesterday ended last night. Tomorrow you're not promised. Today is your big day. Go on Amazon. We enjoyed it. And have an awesome week up. And we will talk with you next Saturday morning. Thank you for joining us. And we appreciate it. Hello, this is Robert Whipple, and I wanted to introduce you to a book I have just published, which became a bestseller on Amazon shortly after it was released. The title of the book, The Big Day. Being an avid reader, I truly believe there's not another book in the marketplace like it. Absolutely nowhere. What simply separates The Big Day is that it combines the science of winning big in your life with the application of the spiritual principles that are available for